Hello, this is Dee reading the Vermilion County News for February 24th, 2020. We'll begin our reading today with the front page article entitled, No One Walks Alone, Moms Provide Solace to Other Grieving Moms, by Mary Wyckoff, Danville. This is a group that no one wants to join, founder Julia Wilson says. Angel Moms of Central Illinois reaches out to mothers who have lost children and supports them in their quest to deal with their grief. The meetings combine laughter and tears, intimate revelations, and moments of silence. Mothers are invited to attend the meetings in Danville once a month or reach out through the closed Facebook page. I want us to walk this journey together, Wilson said. It is unsurvivable to do it alone. Member Penny Hubbard, who lost her son, said, You can't travel the journey of grief alone. You have to do it with people who've experienced it. Louise Buck, who also lost a son, said, We're not finding answers. We're helping others along our journey of grief. Wilson founded the group in March of 2017 after her son, Tyler, 29, lost his battle with post-traumatic stress disorder in June of 2016. After her son's death, Wilson felt the need to be with other bereaved mothers who knew what she was going through. She formed Angel Moms of Central Illinois, not knowing what to expect. Bereaved mothers are everywhere, she said. We have to walk this journey together, the road of healing. Wilson said, If you lose your spouse, you're a widow or a widower. If you lose your parents, you're called an orphan. But there's no word in the English language to describe a parent who has lost a child. That shows how horrific it is, she said. Wilson said the Facebook group has about 152 members. It's a safe place of hope and healing, where people are free to share the stages of grief they're going through. Attendance at the in-person meetings ranges from a couple of people to about a dozen. The average is about six. The women represent all ages, and they've lost children of all ages due to a variety of causes, from illness to suicide, and also the devastating loss of a miscarriage. People may just sit and listen to others or share their stories. The way you process grief is by talking, Wilson said. Wilson has activities such as art therapy to help them express their emotions. At a recent meeting, the women heard Rachel George, who has lost two infants, read from her book, Grieve, Create, Believe: Process Your Loss with Intention and Truth. Wilson also shares resources, inspirational sayings, and tips. The moms also commemorate the Angelversary, the date of death of their loved ones. They discuss how a parent can face a holiday or anniversary. You need to have a plan so you're not blindsided, she said. A common bond. Buck said that's good advice in her case. October is the most difficult month. She lost her son Jordan on October 18, 2017, at age 31. Julia recommends you have a plan for what you're going to do on an anniversary, even if it's to stay in bed, she said. There will be good days and bad days. You're going to go along fine, and then a trigger happens and turns your world upside down again. She said Jordan was the hours in her blended family with husband Joe, describing him as the connecting link. I feel like he brought everybody together, she said. Jordan was a winner who did well in sports and school and was a good friend. He also had two children, and that baffles Buck as to why her son took his own life. We didn't know he was depressed. He put a smile on his face and kept going, she said. After their son's death, the Bucks went to a grief share meeting while visiting family in Florida and to a meeting for suicide survivors. She's been attending Angel Moms meetings for 2 years, and she likes the idea of a group for moms only. When you're with another group of moms who lost a child, that gives you a common bond. She said, It's sad, but I'm so happy to be part of this group. It helps keep her son's memory alive, she said. Buck said she found a way to help take her mind off the sadness. She focuses on helping others. She sold bracelets in honor of Jordan with his name and the words, Be Kind, and then donated more than $1,000 to Working Out PTSD, founded by Wilson and Jenny Lou Merrill. Working Out PTSD helps veterans relieve stress through gym memberships. She and family friend also spearheaded a memorial co-ed softball tournament last May, but the weather was poor. They hope to try again this year. She also wants to raise money to be used toward mental health issues and suicide prevention. A support system. Penny Hubbard of Tilton is another mom who appreciates Wilson and the group. After her 27-year-old son Lance died after overdosing on a mixture of drugs on September 9, 2018, Hubbard went to the grief share at Second Church of Christ. That helped a lot, she said. And then a friend who had lost her son invited Hubbard to the Angel Moms Facebook page. I don't have a big support system, she said, so Angel Moms would become my support system. She's been to all of the meetings since then. Hubbard said her son struggled with drug addiction since he graduated from high school in 2010. She tried to keep him on the right path, and he went to rehabilitation. In 2016, he was shot in the stomach as the result of a drug deal, and she thought that would convince him to stop. You're alive for a reason, she told him, but he didn't stop. The first year following his death wasn't the worst year, as she was trying to process his death. She always thought he would be back. The second year was the worst, as reality set in. If you haven't lost a child, you don't know, she said. In Angel Moms, you have support from other mothers who know how you feel. We don't always share who we lost, and we don't always talk about the passing. Hubbard said she benefits from attending the meetings and makes them a priority, saying it's like keeping an appointment. Wilson is an articulate speaker who always has comforting words. Hubbard said, I'm not good with consoling people with my words. She recommends both Grief Share and Angel Moms for those who need support. An eye-opener. Amanda Clark of Bismarck lost her daughter, Jediah Burnett, at age 5. The 5 years I did have with her were pretty amazing, she said. Jediah could do math at age 4, knew the alphabet, and could write her name. She was one of the most perfect children, Clark said of the preschooler. Jediah died early July 19, 2016, from medical complications. Clark spoke to her for the last time on July 15th at the hospital. A friend told her about Angel Moms' Facebook page, and she attended her first meeting last month. Looking at the other moms, she noticed that some had their children for so many years before losing them as adults. On the other hand, some had lost babies and didn't have much time with them. They grieve just the same as I do, she said. It's opened my eyes a little more. She's still in the denial stage, she said, and can't look at a photo of Jeddah. Clark said she has had counseling in the past. She doesn't take anything for granted anymore, especially the relationship she now has with her bonus boys from her marriage, 11 and 7 years old, and her own son, 11. She recommends to other parents, get into a group as quickly as possible. It helps. For Wilson, she's pleased that her group has helped others. However, she also finds solace herself in the women's encouragement and support. Our next article is entitled Author Details Journey After Loss of Infants, again by Mary Wyckoff, Danville. Losing a child is traumatic, no matter what the circumstances are. Trauma is trauma. It's something we carry forever, author Rachel George told a group of women at an Angel Moms of Central Illinois support group recently. In every way, it's traumatic, whether you knew it was coming or sudden. In her book, George writes about how she was broken and reshaped after a miscarriage in 2014, followed by the loss of 2 infants. Clive had health issues and died at 5 weeks old in June 2015. And just 14 months later, Winnie died in August 2016 suddenly of cardiac arrest at 1 week old. The Georges, who own Mad Goat Coffee, adopted a daughter, Corelle, in July 2017, and Welcome to Sun Miles just last week. The book, Grieve, Create, Believe, Process Your Loss with Intention and Truth, reflects on the George's journey. However, anyone, not just moms, who has lost a loved one would benefit from its message. George's reading from her book touched the members of Angel Moms of Central Illinois at a recent meeting. Louise Buck, who lost her grown son, said, "I loved seeing how she dealt with her anguish, sadness, and loss, and to be so brave to try again for a baby." George wrote in the introduction, "By God's grace, I live most days with renewed hope and even joy. My journey has not come without struggle, but within the wrestling and intentional processing, I've experienced healing." George talks about how she embraced the creative avenue to help herself process grief. "Darkness is a pit that sucked life from me, and I needed to enter the light." She said she wrote the book in stages as she continued to process the grief, and encourages her readers to find healing through creative means, such as journaling and artwork, and to find support through their church or a local bereavement group. The book can be read in any order and has chapters titled Lament, Peace, Comfort, Love, Faith, Hope, Grace, Courage, Joy, Your Story, and Our Story. The book, which has a perspective, points readers back to the truth in Scripture while allowing space to lament, grieve, and contemplate loss in their lives. George provides prompts for reflection and creative response and offers her own artwork, prints, and hymns. The book is self-published, and George designed it all. It starts with a chapter on lament and ends with joy. "My hope is we can see more joy in our lives," she said. "That's what our kids would want." At the Angel Moms meeting, George told the women that each experience is different, but the trauma is the same no matter the circumstances. The saying, "It's okay to not be okay," is becoming more common. "Sometimes you have to put on the good face and pretend things are good," she said. George said she and her husband Sam have gone through difficult times, but nothing has been as hard as losing two children together. She added, "I believe in the power of our stories. A lot can be released as we share honestly. Journaling or sharing online is powerful," she said, and suggested people write about their positive memories. There's a long time when all a grieving parent can do is remember the end, but it's also important to remember the good times. "We're all on this journey," she told the moms. "We walk it together, but at our own pace." For more information, Angel Moms of Central Illinois Support Group meets at 6:30 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month at Jocko's Pizza, 305 West William Street. The next meeting is March 5th. That's 6:30 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month, Jocko's Pizza. Mothers who want to join may attend a meeting or get support through the closed Facebook page, Angel Moms of Central Illinois. Our next article is entitled Love INC Preps Volunteer Weekend, Christopher Morikow, Danville. Love INC is about to celebrate its workers. The group, headquartered at 533 South Bowman Avenue in Danville, is set to host a banquet, fair, and training session at its annual volunteer weekend. The program this year is going to be a little different in that we're not having a featured speaker, said Love INC, in the name of Christ, Director Michael Roja. We're going to have testimonies of people who have been involved in the ministry. Love INC's founder, Virgil Gulker, was scheduled to make several appearances during the event running Thursday through Saturday, February 27th through the 29th, but had to cancel his trip a few weeks ago. Rojal had been reading one of Gulker's books when he realized the content in the book was something Love INC had been trying to do itself. "If we're going to present this material to the community, why wouldn't we also try to have a big event for people who want to volunteer but don't know where to go?" Rojal said. That's the idea behind the Friday night ministry fair. Central Christian Church is set to host this event 6 to 8 p.m. Ministries will be able to set up booths to speak to prospective volunteers. Ministry leaders who would like a spot to set up their information still have until Monday to contact the group. Phone 217-442-7311 or by emailing ed@loveincvermilion.com. A number of ministries have already signed up. One of the big things that came out of that book was to make sure that people are in the right fit, Rohal said. This gives them a chance to talk to several ministries in the same evening and hear what everyone is doing and see where they fit. And building upon those thoughts was the idea for Saturday's event, the Community Volunteer Training. Leaders of several Vermilion County agencies will speak on how the community can come together to help each other. Training sessions will include mental health awareness, Jim Russell, Vermilion County Health Department, and Northside Church of Christ, Ready for Change, Carla Boyd, DAC and New Life Church of Faith, Transactions for Transformation, Tony Goss, Love, Inc., and Ridgeview Baptist Church, 21st Century Evangelism, Bethany Hager, Women's Care Clinic, First Baptist Church, Boundaries for Volunteers, Michael Rohal, Love, Inc., and Danville Alliance Church. Sessions will be from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the new Women's Care Clinic at 1509 North Bowman Avenue. Beginning Thursday, Love, Inc. has even more events planned. The first is the Love, Inc. Banquet, set for 6:30 p.m. at the Danville Area Community College's Bremer Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. Then Friday morning, we'll see a Ministry Leaders Roundtable set for 8:30 a.m. at St. James United Methodist Church. This gathering is set to conclude by 11 a.m., but time to RSVP for the light breakfast has passed. For further information on the upcoming volunteer weekend, call 217-431-0987 or info@danvillewcc.org. And now we'll turn to our obituaries. The first is for Sharon K. Shipman, 78, of Macon, Illinois, passed away Wednesday, February 19, 2020. Private family services will be held. Jack Hafner, 81, of Danville, passed away Wednesday, February 19th, at his home, surrounded by his loving family. A celebration of life service will be at 2 p.m. Wednesday, February 26th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville, Illinois. Officiating will be Pastor Dave Anderson. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, February 25th, at the funeral home. Per Jack's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded after the service Wednesday. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made in Jack's name to the Vermilion County Animal Shelter. Raymond Bud Brinkley, 74, of Danville, passed away February 17th at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, Urbana. Bud lives on through his gift of organ donations. Memorial donations can be made to the Danville Humane Society. A private memorial service will be held at Danville National Cemetery. Rosemary Jean Curtis, on February 15, 2020, surrounded by family, Rosemary Jean Curtis left this earth. A celebration of Rosemary's life will be at 10 a.m. today, February 21st, at First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin, Danville, with Pastor Ann Schwartz officiating. Burial followed at Danville National Cemetery. Visitation was yesterday, 5 to 7 p.m., at Kruger Cone Pape Funeral Home, and this morning also at the church. The family requests donations be made in her name to the Douglas Discovery Garden, Post Office Box 923, Danville, Illinois, 61832, or First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin Street, Danville, Illinois, 61832. Lawrence Frieden. Lawrence Wayne Frieden, 67 of Danville, and formerly of Loda, passed away at 1:25 a.m. Friday, February 21st, at Waters of Covington, Covington, Indiana. A private family funeral service will be held at Bayer Family Funeral Services, 406 East Pell Street, Paxton, followed by burial in Pine Ridge Cemetery, Loda. Memorials may be made to an organization of the donor's choice. H. Michael Finkel passed away unexpectedly, February 11, 2020, at Naples Community Hospital, Naples, Florida. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 14th, at Naples Community Church, Naples, Florida, followed by a celebration of his life at the Hideaway Beach Club, Marco Island. The family plans to hold a memorial service in Danville this spring, with burial to follow in Spring Hills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Naples Community Church, 849 7th Avenue South, Naples, Florida, 34102, or to the Danville Public School Foundation, 516 North Jackson Street, Danville, Illinois, 61832. Eugene Donald Fritsch was born March 25, 1928. He passed away Tuesday, February 18th at Colonial Manor. Visitation for Gene will be at 11 a.m. to noon today, February 21st at Trinity Lutheran Church, 824 East Main Street in Danville, with services immediately following at noon. Pastor Kent Tibben officiated. Memorials for this kind and generous man may be sent to Trinity Lutheran Church. James H. Marriage, 83, of Georgetown, passed away Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at Pleasant Meadows in Chrisman. Per wishes, he will be cremated with private family burial at Forest Park Cemetery in Georgetown. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lincoln Land Hospice, sarahbush.org, or an organization of the donor's choice. Gregory L. Rouse, 64 of Danville, passed away at 7:25 a.m. Thursday, February 20th at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Funeral services, 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 25th at Robinson Chapel in Catlin, with Pastor James Blue officiating. Burial in Sunset Cemetery, Danville, with military rites conducted by the American Legion, Post 210. Visitation 10 to 11 a.m. Tuesday at Robinson Chapel. David Lenning Laker, 84, of Philo, formerly of Danville, passed away at 10:47 p.m. Tuesday, February 18th at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends and family are invited to attend. Memorial contributions may be made in David's honor to the Alzheimer's Association. Harold Butch Cassidy, 77 of Danville, died at 8:03 p.m. Sunday, February 16th in Urbana. A memorial service for the Army veteran will be from 6 to 9 p.m. Monday, at Sarge's Tap, 409 East Main Street, Danville. George McQueen, 53, of Danville, died Friday, February 21st, in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rortfett Funeral Services. And that concludes our obituaries. Now we'll move on to a small article entitled, Woman Convicted of Pepper Spraying Police Officer in 18. By Mary Schenck, Danville. A Vermilion County jury Thursday convicted a Chicago woman of aggravated battery for pepper spraying a Danville police officer who was trying to break up fights outside a nightclub almost 2 years ago. Deborah White, 33, faces penalties ranging from probation to 3 to 7 years in prison when Judge Nancy Fahey sentences her April 17th. Vermilion County State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said White was convicted of an attack on Danville Police Officer Ryan Burge, who was with several other officers trying to break up parking lot fights on February 17, 2018, at the Club Deuce, 623 North Vermilion Street, Danville. While Burge was trying to get a combative person into custody, White came out of the crowd and held a can of pepper spray against the side of his face, spraying it into his eyes, hair, and mouth, Lacey said. White tried to drive off, but was stopped and caught by Detective Chelsea Miller. Here's another article entitled, Apps Help Volunteers Get Excess Food to the Hungry, by Melissa Rayworth, Associated Press. Food waste and hunger are two enormous problems that some nonprofit groups say can be addressed together by getting the extra food to the people who need it. New apps are making that easier. The USDA estimates that more than 30% of the food in America is wasted each year. Besides food waste at home, there's also a lot of commercial food waste. Restaurants preparing more food than customers buy, and grocery stores ending up with perishables approaching their expiration dates. To battle commercial food waste, food rescue groups use volunteers to pick up donated food and deliver it to nonprofits that feed the hungry. KFC is preparing chicken continuously. Chipotle is preparing food continuously. We rescue it while it's still hot and freeze it quickly, says Bill Raygard, founder and CEO of Food Donation Connection. The nonprofit has been battling food waste since 1992, coordinating donations from companies like Pizza Hut. Another group, Feeding America, has built a nationwide network arranging regular pickups of surplus food from major grocery chains for delivery to more than 200 food banks. Advocates say more and more people are volunteering due to environmental concerns. Taking food that will be wasted to those in need is a good way to fight the despair and inaction that many people feel in the face of climate change and inequality, says Leah Lizarrando, co-founder of the nonprofit 412 Food Rescue, based in Pittsburgh. It's a step that you can take today, she said, and it's very clear what your impact is. It's as clear as feeding someone that day. Along with arranging food pickups from supermarkets, Lizarrando's nonprofit created an app called Food Rescue Hero that works almost like Uber or Lyft. People who are out in their cars can log in and see if any unwanted food is available at a nearby restaurant or store. They can volunteer on the spot to deliver it to a food pantry or soup kitchen. Food Rescue Hero is now available in San Francisco, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Virginia. Last fall, Food Rescue Hero announced a partnership with Raygard's Food Donation Connection to build a shared online platform. No launch date has been announced yet, but tech teams at both nonprofits are collaborating to make volunteering easier nationwide and even globally. And here's a community announcement. Library plans programs. Make fresh strawberry fruit pops for National Strawberry Day at Danville Public Library's Kids Snack Club at 3:30 p.m. Tuesday in the children's program. It's for children ages 5 to 18, children under 12 with a caregiver. Also at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Coffee and Comics book group discusses Hawkeye, My Life as a Weapon by Matt Fraction at Mad Goat South, 701 South Gilbert Street, with support from Vintage Villains. This has been Dee reading the Vermilion County News for February 24th. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to reading with you again soon.